Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
I want to speak to us on the message titled Demonic Delays and Demonic Waiting Must End. The Bible says, surely there is an end. There is nothing that has a beginning that doesn't have an end. There is an end to affliction. There is an end to torment. There's an end to tears. There's an end to every manifestation of the wicked. Man may not be able to end it. People putting their effort together may not be able to end it. But there is a God that can end the waiting of man. There is a God that can give a turnaround to a life that is in despair. And that's what the Lord wants to do. Child of God, I'd like you to understand that there is a reality of satanic waiting and satanic delays. To be in the queue is okay, but waiting and standing in the queue forever, or almost for eternity, is not of God. It is okay to stand in the queue and wait for your turn. It is okay to file out in a single line and wait for your time. But it is demonic after waiting and your time never comes. And there are those who have been in the queue of life ever since they stood in that queue. They have never moved forward or backward. The devil is in the business of putting men in a particular place for years. Makes them think they are moving on, whereas nothing is actually happening around them. And today, the Lord God will move you from the queue, from the waiting line, from the standing point, and move you into another phase of your life in the name of Jesus. Abraham waited for the promise of God. And God says, I'm going to make you a father of nations. Your wife Sarah will have a child. You will be addressed as a father. But Abraham waited and waited. 10 years, 20 years, he was still on the waiting queue. And then one day, God showed up in the form of 3 men. And when they ate the food of Abraham, they said to him, by this time next year, your wife Sarah shall conceive and shall bear thee a son. And the Bible said, Abraham fell at his feet and laughed in his heart and said, shall Abraham be made a father in his old age? And Sarah, also in the house, heard the pronouncement. She also laughed. Said, shall I be called a mother at this age? But the Bible says, when it came to that time that the Lord God of heaven spoke, God visited Sarah and she conceived and became a mother. She was removed from the waiting line. She was removed from those who are expecting to those who are manifesting. And I said to somebody under the sound of my voice that by the anointing of the Lord, you shall be moved from the waiting list to those who are manifesting what they have been waiting for. The devil devil want to keep you there for 38 years. A man in John chapter 5 waited. He believed that one day this waiting will be over. When he was taken to that pool, he was taken to that pool in confidence. He didn't go there by himself. Friends took him there. Maybe family members took him there. And they took him there with the confidence that as soon as the angel will trouble the water, we will soak him in that pool and we will go back home with him. But when they got to the pool, waited for the season so that the water may be troubled, the angel came, troubled the water. But before they made an attempt, someone else took over and took the blessing from him. And the friends decided, let us give him another 1 year. They waited again. The second year, someone else was faster than them and took the healing, and the man was there. And I'm sure the friends say, he is our friend, he is a family member, let us try again. And they tried, and yet nothing came out of it. And they began to get discouraged. And gradually, the people that brought him to the pool started walking away from him. His friends left him. We have attempted to help you 3 years now, 4 years now, and nothing has come out of it. And there are those that may have attempted to help. Family members have attempted to help. Let's contribute money. Let's raise him up. And they will contribute. Give it to you. And yet nothing will come out of it. Satanic delays. They started walking out on him. We don't know whether it will be possible for him to recover. They walked out on him until he was left alone. When he had friends, he couldn't get healed. Will it be when he's alone now? And the Bible says he attempted by himself to be healed. But every time the angels troubled the water, somebody must be there who will be faster than him. I'm going to pray for you today that God will put speed in the wheel of your destiny, that you will get there on time. And the man stayed 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. He stayed 38 years. He was still waiting. 38 years. He was still expecting. 38 years. By this time, his mates have gotten married. I've gotten children. I've gotten grandchildren. I've started building projects. I've finished the building project. I've moved into their house. But he was still marking time. I pray for you today. Everywhere that the enemy is keeping you to mark time, by the power of God, you are moving to your next level. He was still marking time. He was still waiting. Your mates are married. Their children are going to school. You are still waiting for the day you will marry. Your mates have done many things. You are still marking time. When you look behind you, everybody that started with you are far, far ahead of you. And you begin to wonder, but I have been trying. But I have been putting effort. How come that every year I will find myself at the same place? Demonic delays. Today God will move it away. I'm talking to you. I said God will move it away. When a woman is pregnant, it is expected that at the 9th month, she would deliver a baby. If after 9 months, the pregnancy is there, it becomes a problem to everybody around. But you know, Satan can keep you waiting for your miracle. But God wants to disturb the enemy on your behalf. That whatever you have been waiting for shall be released. I say it shall be released. It may not be for everybody, but if you are the one, your amen will show it. Whatever you have been waiting for shall be released. You are moving to your next level. Genesis chapter 27. I'll read verse 30 to verse 40. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting. What kept Esau in the field? How come he didn't arrive on time? He was the first to receive the news. He was the first to be told of the blessing. He was the first to be informed of what God was about to do. And he was told, go to the field. When you go to the field, carry your instrument and get me something so that my soul may bless you. The Bible says that Esau picked up his weapons, carried his instrument, and he was off to the field so that he can go and get the thing and bring it back to his father so that he will become relevant. But the devil stood against Esau. He carried his weapons. He carried his instrument. But at the end, all those instruments, all his weapons, didn't bring anything for him. Have you come to the point where you have done everything there is to do, and the result you are getting does not look like the result of someone that has put in the kind of effort that you are putting? Esau, go and fetch me meat so that my soul will bless you. Esau went, and the Bible says he was excited. And I'm sure that in the bush, when he finds an animal, he will say, no, this one will not be matured enough for my father to eat. He kept waiting to get the best of the bush meat. He kept waiting to come back with the best. But he didn't know that while he was in the field, somebody at home has taken something from him. And the Bible says it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, that Jacob was walking out with the blessing. Esau came. He came back from the message and met the one who took his blessing at the door. But he didn't know that that man he just passed has taken something from him. If he knew, he would have stopped him at the door. If he knew, he would have said, you can't go anywhere until you give me that which you have taken. But he didn't know. He walked past his blessing. He walked past his opportunity. I stand in the place appointed by the anointing, and I declare, you shall no longer walk past your opportunity. You shall no longer walk past your breakthrough. He saw, walk past his blessing. The carrier of his blessing, the one who took his place, the one who took his relevance, he came and he met him at the door. And the Bible says he passed him and went to his father. How come that every time when the thing is over, that is when you will arrive? What kept him in the field? Why didn't he see the meat on time? What delayed him in the field? What is keeping you? What is holding you back? Today, God will release you in the name of Jesus. That day of blessing was the day that Esau would not get meat on time. The Bible says he came back. He also made savory food and brought it to his father, and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. He came back and said, father, arise, eat of my food. He also made it. What others have, you have it. How come you are not having what they are having? What others can do, you can do also. How come you are not having their kind of result? Others will start a business, and the business will grow and will grow and will become greater. But every time you started your own, something will happen and you will end it. Others will go to school, get a result, and will return and find a job. You have gone to school, you have also gotten a result, sometimes a better result, but yet you can't find job. What is keeping me? Others will bid for a job, and the job will be given them. You bid for the job, yet excuses is what you will have. Esau also came. He also prepared a savory meat. He said, "My father, arise and eat." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" When you become a stranger in your own house, something is wrong. Whatever is making you a stranger in the place that you are supposed to be a bona fide son, may the hand of God remove that thing from you in the name of Jesus. Come on, you better be in readiness, because the power of God will remove something. My father, he knew his father. He knew that man was his father. Esau didn't go to the wrong address. He went to the house. It is the same man that told him to go and prepare the food. That same man is asking him, "Who are you? Have you not been in a situation where somebody made a promise? He said, come back to me. And after you went back, the person is saying, I can't remember saying that. The person is saying, I didn't remember." Esau, "My father, rise up and eat." And the man said, "Who are you?" Whenever that question comes, someone has taken who you are. Another person took the personality of Esau. And that's why he became a stranger in his own house. And there are many under the sound of my voice that have become strangers in their own house. They have become strangers. The enemy has made you a stranger. The enemy has made you non-relevant. The enemy has made you non-existent. Today, the power of God is ending that demonic delay, that demonic waiting. The power of God is breaking it in your life. Who are you? My father, why do you need to ask who I am? Who are you? So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Why are you struggling to explain yourself? Why do they need too many explanations? Others will just go and put the thing there and they will sign it. But your own, you will need to give explanation over. Who are you? Can you imagine the firstborn, the one that the blessing rightfully belonged to? He is in a situation to explain himself to his father. He said, "I am Esau. In case you are forgetting, I am your firstborn. I am Esau. I am the man that ought to have done this. I am the man that is supposed to have gotten it. Who did you give my blessing to? I am Esau. I am Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me?" When a man takes away that which is your own, he runs away. And Isaac, hearing the explanation of Esau, he became afraid. He said, "Who? Where is the one who brought what you were supposed to have brought? Where is the one who brought the same quotation? Where is the one who came like you sent him? Where is he who brought game for me? And I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." Today I declare, anyone that is sitting in your place, let the wind of God remove that person from your place. If you like that prayer, you will say a better amen. Where is the one? Who is the one who is standing in front of me? Every time I want to move, he covers me. Every time I want to see, he covers me. Where is the one who brought a game for me, and I have eaten it, and I have blessed him. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry. Today, God wants to stop somebody's tears. There is no way your thing is taken from you and you remain the same. When Esau heard from his father, he cried. Oh, when he was in the bush, he was full of excitement. When he was in the forest, he was full of expectation. He will hunt. He said, let me prepare it so that when I give to my father, he will bless me. But when he came to the place of his blessing, he was reduced to tears. Esau was not meant to cry before his father. But the Bible says, when he heard what had happened, he cried. All his maggi in the pepper soup was wasted. All the salt was wasted. All the time that he stayed by the fire. Let me prepare this thing. This is a special dish. This is a dish that will bring blessing from my father. Let me give my father the best. He prepared it. And when he brought it to the place of his blessing, the father said, another person has taken it already. All his effort was wasted. Who wants to waste your education? Who wants to waste your effort? Who wants to waste your beauty? Who wants to waste your life? They say she can be beautiful, but she will never marry. She can be educated, but she will never get anything. Who wants to waste your effort? Today, the judgment of God is here. Esau's food became a waste. The father didn't even test it. All the effort, all his travail went in vain. Because what he was looking for in the bush, somebody got it in the house and used it. And I pray for you today that no man would delay you in your place of waiting. If he had known that what he will go to look for in the bush can be found in the house, he wouldn't have gone. And I pray, may God give you information. Can you lift up your right hand? Let me declare this over you. May God drop an information that will change your life. The news that will turn your life around will not enter the ears of your enemies first. May God make that information to get to you first. The Bible says he cried. Some persons are already crying. He cried with a bitter tears. He cried. And listen to what he said. He said, bless me. Bless me also, oh my father. But his father said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. It is your brother. The book of Micah said, a man's enemy are those of his household. Who took my blessing? He said, your brother came. He came with deceit. Your uncle, your sister, your neighbor, he came and took away your blessing. Praise God. It was not a stranger. My brother, what did I do to you? I thought you were my friend. That's why I gave you a spare key to my room. I thought you were my friend. That's why I was telling you everything. But I didn't know that the information I gave to you is the information you are using against me. I thought you were my friend. And so I told you when the business proposal came, it was you I ran to first and told you, this is the proposal I'm having. What's your idea? How can you help me? But I didn't know that you will use that same information against me tomorrow. Your brother came with deceit and took your blessing. Praise God. Some of us, it is our father. Some of you, it is your brother. Some, it is your uncle. Some, it is your friend. But whoever has taken your blessing today, let it return. Oh, come on. I'm speaking to someone here. Whoever has taken that which is yours. Whoever has taken your job, your pleasure, your marriage. Whoever has taken your blessing. I raise my voice on this mountain. I declare, let it be returned. Let it be returned. Let it be returned. Let it be returned. Open your hand and receive it now. Your brother came. Your friend came. He came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? He has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing. He took away my birthright. Some of us, something has been taken away before. And the enemy is planning to take it away the second time. Today I stand in the place appointed by the anointing. The Bible says affliction shall not rise up the second time. They succeeded the first time. I declare this second time, let them fail. This second time, let them fail. You know, some of us, it's not even a second time. They have taken away. You build again, they took away. You build the third time, they take away. And now, you have been able to build again. And the enemy are coming. They are gearing up to take away your health, take away your marriage, take away your job, take away your tears. Today, I stand and I declare no. He said, is he not rightfully called Jacob? I got pregnant before I got excited. And before I know it, it was taken away. And now the enemy wants to rise up again. I said, no way. Let the Jacobs of your life give way so that your blessings will come. He said, is he not rightfully called Jacob? He knows how to take away people's things. Every vehicle that the enemy has sent to carry away your blessing, I knock their engine in the name of Jesus. One foolish action can take away somebody's job. It is when you are supposed to be promoted, that's when you will make one mistake and they will fire you. And you come back home and begin to wonder, how did this happen? That's demonic tactics to put you at the zero level. And today, God says, I should announce to you, don't wait anymore. Don't wait anymore. You are not waiting anymore. From now, you are entering to your era of manifestation. If you are the one, raise your hand and shout, I receive it. And verse 37. Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servant. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? What else can I do now for you? Everything that is yours, someone else has taken. You are empty today because someone else took away your thing. And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing? Bless me also, oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Do you have only one blessing? My father, don't you have something for me? The father said, the thing that would have made you relevant, somebody has taken it away. There is a job that can make you great. There is a business breakthrough that can make you greater. And I am prophesying you into that very thing. I know that there are many things that people can do, but there is one thing that can turn a man's life around. I speak by the word of God. Enter into it. Enter into it. Enter into it. Hey! Do you know that there is a job you can have? And you will tell your family, even if no other job comes throughout this year, I am okay. There is something that can happen. And you will say, this one is one in one. I prophesy your legs, that your feet, may the Lord move your feet to that place. May the Lord move your feet to that place. I hear a wind from above that will carry me into their place of relevance. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Do you have only one blessing? It was only one that Isaac had. But I'm happy to announce to you that Jesus is not Isaac. Jehovah is greater than Isaac. The Jehovah we are serving is greater than Isaac.
We have not come to see Isaac. We have come to meet a God. His capacity cannot be exhausted. What he has cannot finish. What he does for a brother, he can do for another brother. The fact that he made your neighbor a millionaire does not guarantee that he cannot make you a millionaire. We have come to meet Jehovah. His name is Jehovah Jireh. God, our provider. What he has done for one, he can do for another. If he gave your friend twins, he can give you triplets. If he gave your neighbor a car, he can give you a private jet. He is greater than Isaac. That is the God I'm talking about. That God will give it to you. I am trying to say to you today that whatever has been taken, that is not the end of your life. What the devil took and thought that you will keep crying. They took away your job and they thought you will never become anything. They took away your child and they thought you will never have any other one. I've come to announce to you that Jehovah, he can do what he did before. Jehovah, he can start what the devil handed. Jehovah, he can give to you what the enemy took away. I will restore to you the years that the canker worms have eaten. I will restore to you the years that the powder worms have eaten. They wanted you to cry, but God said, rise up from your place of sorrow, because I will give back to you what your enemy took away from you. Is there anyone here that the enemy has taken anything away from you? Now, by the power of God, I command restoration. Our God is greater than Isaac. He is greater than Isaac. Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live. You shall serve your brother. I disagree with that blessing. And I decree today that everywhere that you have made a servant, where you are supposed to be a master, everywhere that others are supposed to be calling you Sir Omar, but you are the one that is calling Sir Omar, today I declare, let there be an overturning. 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 Enter! 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 If you believe it, shout it loud, amen. Can you imagine the kind of blessing that was reserved? Can you imagine what was left for Esau? What was left for him was that you will serve your brother. Any uncle, any woman who says, as far as I am alive, my children will be better than their children. It is only my children that will go to school. It is only my own children that will build houses. By the power of God, I declare, no, 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 no. It shall not be so. You also will build. You also will buy a car. You also will marry. You also will graduate. You also will become wealthy. You also will build. You will become something. I too. He said you shall live by your sword. When your blessing is taken away, you live by struggle. When your blessing is taken away, you struggle for what others are not struggling for. Some people went to school, when they finished, job was waiting for them. You went to school, you struggled to pay your way through primary school. You struggled through secondary school. You struggled through the university. And now that you have graduated, you are struggling to find a job simply because somebody took away your star. Somebody took away your destiny. Somebody took away what you were supposed to become. Today, whatever was taken, receive it back. He said, but it shall come to pass, when you become restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck. I know that you are already restless. I have suffered enough. I've stayed too long in a place. The Bible says it shall come to pass that when the thing become tiring to you, you shall break the yoke from your neck in Jesus' mighty name. Before I pray for you, Genesis chapter 31, demonic delays, verse 41 and 42. 41, thus I have been in your house 20 years,
I served you 14 years for your two daughters, 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Unless God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night. Look at chapter 27, verse 41 to 45. Chapter 27, 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said to his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." And the words of Esau, our older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days." Take note. Stay with him how many days? Few days. "Until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day?" Rebekah said, "Go and stay a few days." But look at what the few days turned into. The few days turned into, in Genesis 31, 41, "Thus I have been in your house 20 years. The mother says, "Go to my brother's place and stay for how many days?" Few days. "And later I will send back word and bring you back." Jacob left with only a few clothes because the journey was supposed to be for few days. But a few days journey multiplied into 20 years. Demonic waiting. They said, "Go and wait. In 2 days' time, we will get back to you. 2 weeks are already gone. You are not hearing anything. Go and wait. Whatever is keeping you waiting on standby, I remove that waiting right now." "Mommy, if you told me that I was going to wait for this long, I would have carried enough things." But they carried a few clothes because the journey was supposed to last a few days. Who is extending your journey? Why has your pregnancy not been over after 9 months? Who is keeping you too long in the place? He said, "I have stayed 20 years. If not for the God of my father Abraham, you would have sent me away empty handed." And if you read chapter 31 verse 3, the Bible says, "And God came to Jacob and said, 'Jacob, arise, go back to your father's house. Don't wait for your mother's call anymore. Today I speak to you the call that you have been waiting for. By the power of God, let that your phone ring.'" Jacob was waiting. When will mommy call? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The mother has not told him, "Come back." The mother said, "I will send for you." But he didn't send for him. 10 years gone, he didn't send for him. 15 years gone, she didn't send for him. And God said, "If I keep waiting for Mrs. Rebekah, Jacob will die a stranger." And God went to Jacob and told Jacob, "I am telling you by my own authority, go back to your father's house." And I speak to you today, every strange spot you have been, return back to your place. If anybody asks you, tell him that God asks you, return back to your place. Have they taken you away from your job? Return back to your job. Return back to your business. Return back to your office. You know, God told Jacob, "Go back." Rebekah told Jacob, "Your brother is very angry. As a mother, I will know when his anger will come down, and I will send for you." The mother thought that the brother would be angry for a few days, but the anger was there for many years. There are some people whose anger they had with your father has been transferred to you. It is not you that offended them. It is your father or your grandfather. But they have extended the bitterness to you. They have extended the bitterness to your family. They say, "Because his father did this, I will deal with his children." And so Rebekah kept watching. The bitterness of Esau did not stop in days. It grew to years. It kept growing. And Rebekah said, "There is no point. If I call back Jacob, Esau will kill him." But when God went, he told Jacob, "Go back. to your father's house. And Jacob moved. I see somebody on the move after today. I see somebody's business on the move. I see somebody's marriage on the move. I see somebody's career on the move. I see somebody's job on the move. Are you the one? Can you shout a big amen? Your life is on the move from now. Jacob moved. Don't forget, Esau was still angry. But God had told Jacob, move. Let me see the person that will stop you from reaching your family. So Jacob moved with his family. He was going. While on the way, a messenger came and said, Esau, your brother, is coming with 400 men against you. In fact, he has waited for you to return so that he can kill you. And since you didn't return, he's coming to look for you to kill you. Every demonic messenger that have been sent to town to look for you, I declare, may they never find you. Esau was going with anger, and Jacob was coming with the coverage of God. God told him to move. And the Bible says, as they were coming, the message came to Jacob. And Jacob divided his family into two. He had 13 children, 4 wives, and many things. So he divided his goods into two. He said, this one, go first. So that when Esau, my brother, meets you, before he will finish killing you, the remaining of us will find a way to escape. So Jacob was comfortable with losing half of his belonging, provided he will stay alive. But I've come to announce to you that you won't lose nothing. Come on, you won't lose nothing. I don't care where you are. When God is involved, there is no permanent loss. You won't lose nothing. And when Jacob divided them, those ones were there heading to die, but they didn't know, because God told him to go back. God went to Esau and said, you will get to that, my son. But when you get there, instead of killing him, you will become a friend. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Everyone that said in their heart, they will never do you good, until they finish doing you good, they will not understand themselves. And the Bible says, those group went, but when Esau met with Jacob, instead of bringing out the sword, instead of bringing out an arrow, he hugged Jacob and said, my brother, I have not seen you for many years. I have missed you for many years. He didn't go there to exchange a sentimental emotion. He went there to kill him, but God did something along the line. I declare to you, between today and the end of this month, may God speak to the heart of a man, may God speak to the heart of a woman on your behalf, that what they were not supposed to give to you, they will rise up and put it in your hand, in the name of Jesus.
Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain, magnify his name, to tell all the people and every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand up on the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation, that magnifies me, to tell all the people, and every nation, Yes.